Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Congressman Frank Lucas on the Price Act. We're back with Congressman Lucas in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
This is Rod Moselle with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're asking you to join us and vote no on State Question 805.
805 lessens the punishment for habitual offenders like home burglars, cattle thieves, and even those using the internet to prey on our children.
Let's stand with sheriffs, district attorneys, victims of domestic abuse, and your fellow farmers and ranchers and vote no on Question 805.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans United Against 805, 4 Northeast 10th Street, Suite 445, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73104, 405-633-1270.
It's known as the Price Reform in Cattle Economics Act, or the Price Act. It includes several existing legislative proposals that have been talked about in light of the pandemic panic here of 2020. Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, past chairman of the House Ag Committee, one of those co-sponsoring this legislation.
Absolutely, Ron. That is an act that I'm a co-sponsor of. Various pieces of my legislation rolled into it by Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. We, all of us who represent rural American ag country, have gone through this wild roller coaster of a year, and it's demonstrated, Ron, a number of weaknesses. Now, I know historically, over time, we've developed one of the most efficient, cost-effective food supply chains in the history of the world. Consumers have eaten better and cheaper than any time ever, and producers have generally enjoyed many benefits from that. But with COVID-19 and at one point, major shutdown of packing plants in all species across the country, it demonstrated, as well as losing the restaurant trade in much of the country for the summer and into the fall, it demonstrated, though this was an ultra-efficient system we have, just how susceptible it was, whether it was sick employees in a packing plant or if restaurants couldn't take that half of the meat supply that was packaged and designed for their sales, or when consumers in panic went to the grocery store and discovered that there wasn't enough hamburger or bacon or chicken breast to meet their needs. It's demonstrated a bunch of these things, and this may be the time, hopefully with the momentum we've gained here, to try and focus on that, Ron.
Congressman, I know that the Price Act was designed to basically pull together several things that had already been proposed, including some of your ideas. Give us a few of the nuts and bolts of what the Price Act is all about.
Well, the goal of the Price Act, of course, is to maintain what I would describe as a robust food safety inspection system, but it also tries to create the opportunity for producer-owned processors to develop a better capacity. I mean, when one plant in western Kansas processes 5% of the meat in the country, and then when that facility, if it goes down, is at risk, is a huge danger. So how do you encourage more smaller facilities? Well, part of that is things like making sure that they're not only state inspected, which, by the way, a state inspection stamp in Oklahoma is as good as any USDA inspection stamp. It's just more difficult to sell the product across the state line or out of the country. How do you make sure that these smaller operators have access to and can affordably utilize federal inspectors? Along with that, different proposals for funds to help upgrade packing plants so that they will meet the USDA federal inspection standards, stuff like that. Trying to make sure that there's transparency in how the fed cattle market works. Well, best example might be of that, and this came up in the USDA report earlier this year, that there are certain reports, for instance, like the pork industry does, that the beef folks do not, that would add to the ability to figure these things out, like kill estimates that are done with pork, that kind of thing. So more inspectors, more transparency on what's going on. There's sections in there dealing with how do you make sure that producers understand how to use the various tools to protect themselves, hedging and contracting and that sort of stuff. That's all part of it. It's just basically an all-around effort to try and make sure that producers have the ability provide that raw product and that consumers can ultimately get access to it. There's a section also in fairness in an act that deals with something called CFIUS, which is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Since the 1970s, if a foreign country or a foreign entity purchased a major U.S. facility that affected defense or computers or telecommunications, it had to be approved by CFIUS, this group. I'm working hard to try and make agriculture a part of that process. And Secretary Perdue says he would tells me he would happily be on that board. But just a variety of things out there like that, Ron.
With the November general election now upon us, all that's left for this congressional session will be a lame duck session. Could it be considered at that time? Well, according to Congressman Lucas, maybe.
It's possible, but most of the oxygen will be taken up by some sort of a second CARES package trying to address directly the COVID issues across the framework, and many of these fall in that category. The other challenge is going to be if you change administrations, you'll suddenly have the people that we need to work with at USDA and across the senior leadership positions beginning to pack their boxes up to leave. That'll be a challenge. And then just the general rancor of this unusually loud and rude campaign by both sides, how long does it take for my friends to calm down so we can actually work together again? And that statement could be made about both sides of the room.
Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas on the Price Act. If it doesn't make it in the lame duck, it will likely be reintroduced in the new year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Stay safe, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.